Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Service for all brands of print equipment in your office?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
133 in Edmonton, Bob Stauffer with you. Royal Pizza, Pizza Pass, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. Royal Pizza offers curbside pickup, takeout options for a menu and a list of their 13 Edmonton and area locations. Edmonton owned and operated. Go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. The Stauffer recommendation at Royal Pizza is the Mediterranean chicken. Again, we're trying to fight our way through it. We've had the occasional technical challenge, but that happens once in a while in live broadcasts. And a guy with an extensive background in that regard, longtime producer of games on Hockey Night in Canada, our NHL insider, John Shannon. Hi, John. How are you?
Good, Bob. I don't know what you're talking about. We never had one glitch ever.
Never happened to you, eh?
How about every day? Every day. That's what you do is you have to learn to hit the curveball, right?
I will tell you a story when I was doing Font Cordon stats back in 99-2000. We went to Flin Flon. It might have been 2000-2001 for the Royal Bank Cup.
Oh, yeah.
And so the listeners know, on those shows, I would be next to the play-by-play and color guy. And the telestrator did not work. And the color guy was like kind of looking at me, and we go to commercial break, and I go, I don't like our chances making that thing work. I don't know how they're going to fly something in a flip-flop from where yeah. Bank. You know what I mean? Like, you're on a remote like that. What are you going to do, right? So,
no, actually, that reminds me of a story. The great Harry Neal, who was our number one analyst for a long time on Hockey Night, maybe his first or second game on the network, they gave him a telestrator. And it screwed up. It went to black on him, and Harry didn't know what to do. And from then on, Harry refused to use the telestrator. Never used it. So what we did in about 1996, when I thought it was important to have the telestrator for even for simple things like too many men on the ice.
Right.
I put the telestrator in the truck beside the producer. And so we would use it only in specific occasions coming out of commercials, and it would look like Harry's operating it. And it worked really well, I think, and I think that they maintained that. In fact, Shirelli Najak, who's in Edmonton producing for Rogers right now, Shirelli Najak continued that process for a long period of time until they decided to get rid of telestrator, which... I'll be honest, I still don't understand why they got rid of it. So,
It's kind of funny. A number of years ago, I was working at Mo Sports Parlor bartending, and the San Jose, Frank Alvin was on the San Jose broadcast. He was producing their show. Pete Stemkowski, this predated Drew Remenda as the analyst. And Pete, as you know, had a very dry sense of humor. And San Jose got beat like 11-0 or 10-1 or something in Calgary.
Uh-huh.
And Mike Racci was a rookie defenseman. And he showed three straight goals. I think Theron Fleury was +8 in the game. And they scored three straight goals from the Flames. And Racci had made mistakes on the first two goals. And well, they showed a third goal. And there's Stemkowski. And he goes, well, here you see Racci again. And he goes, after a while, we just got to stop showing this because it doesn't get any better again.
You just tweet me to another story. So in the old days when I was living in the West, and I would end up doing, for the sake of argument, the Philadelphia-Edmonton game on a Wednesday and then the Philadelphia-Calgary game on a on a Thursday, and sometimes vice versa. But there was all, you always ended up being with the visiting team as much as you were with the Flames or the Oilers.
Yep.
And both teams, the Flames and the Oilers, were destroyed by this Eastern Conference
juggernaut.
And the next game for both of them, I used to use this, all the same elements in the same openings back to back, because in those days there was pre-satellite and nobody saw things, so you were doing it for the Edmonton audience or the Calgary audience, and nobody was the wiser. So two shows in a row the following week, I said, here are the highlights of Calgary's last game, and we went to black. And the following night, here are the highlights of the Edmonton show, and we went to black again. Just as a way to say, hey, listen, there was nothing good to watch, and people kind of enjoyed it. There were, you know, we were given license to criticize the teams by both clubs, I think it made for a light situation of something that could have, if you had shown highlights, yeah, you would have done a better job of ticking people off.
Well, you know, regional shows, sometimes there's some animated conversations that are occasionally.
You never
drawing the ire of Glenn Sather over the years?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Probably for five or six. But, one of the great fascinations is that I was just a kid. I was the same age as most of the players at that point, and I'm producing the hockey games. And there's Glenn, who can be an intimidating force.
Yeah.
By the end of it all, and by the time the team was, you know, on Stanley Cup number five, and to this day, both Glenn and Annie are great friends, and I view them as. As lifelong friends, that now all we do is sit and laugh about those incidents that he would get mad at me and I would tell him certain things and life would go on. But we're to this day, whether it's in Banff or in Palm Springs or in New York, the Sathers and John Shannon have a great relationship.
All right. What have you thought of how this has worked in the bubble? I mean, without fans, and because we haven't asked you this now that, you know, we're three rounds into the playoffs here, but give me your overall assessment.
Well, I can't imagine it have gone any better, Bob. I tweeted out a couple of days ago, they've done almost 32,000 tests since the bubble started in Edmonton and in Toronto with no positives. The players have been very responsible with how to manage it and very respectful on how to manage it. And it's worked. And really what we've created is a TV sport. We're not a spectator sport anymore. We're a TV sport. And under those circumstances, I don't think there could have been very much more anyone. The National Hockey League, the rights holders, the people at Rogers Place who have done a marvelous job. I don't think there could have been anything done differently or better to get through this 7 weeks.
What did you think of the game last night?
Unfortunately, what happened was that the tempo was created by the New York Islanders, and Barry Trotz was playing not to lose rather than win.
I'm with you.
At a certain point, the Islanders have to do that in order to try to wait for Tampa to make a mistake. And they waited 92 minutes and 30 seconds for Kevin Shattenkirk to make that mistake at the blue line, and the puck's in the net. And perhaps in the short term, that's what Barry thought that they had to do in order to win the game. If they come out the same way tomorrow night against Tampa, even if Braden Point isn't in the lineup, I suspect that Tampa will be we'll try to open it up a little bit more, and we might see a lopsided Tampa score.
Can the if it's Tampa Bay that gets through here, that's because we're not going to have you on before Monday. Can Dallas beat Tampa Bay in the Stanley Cup final?
Sure, anybody can beat anybody right now, and I think that's the one thing that we've talked about from the start of training camps back in July, is that the razor's edge between the teams that are now in the bubble and still alive. If Tampa wants to open it up, Dallas can play an open-up style of game. They've got some speed. They've got some young guys. They can be physical. The two best goaltenders in the tournament have been Hudobin and Vasilevsky. So from that perspective, I think Dallas can win. I'm not sure they will, but I think Dallas could certainly win the Stanley Cup.
Our NHL insider, John Shannon, Bob Stauffer with you at Oilers Now. John, looks like Bill Armstrong's going into Arizona. They don't have a number one pick the next 2 years, nor do they have a number two pick this year. Word is they're looking for picks and prospects. The owner might have to buy his team down. There might be a team that plays at the floor and less than that in real dollars. So on that note...
Oh, by the way, have we ever seen that in Arizona before?
Never.
I mean, we see it every it's almost like a cycle, right? It's almost like the Olympic quadrennial.
Yeah.
Every 4 years, Arizona has to make the CBA work to its advantage so it doesn't spend very much money.
TV, Alex Morello's in TV, radio, casinos, restaurants, and food production. They've all, those industries have all been really challenged. So on that note, very quickly, if... they are trading Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Does Ken Holland need to get in on that conversation?
Well, I mean, Oliver Ekman-Larsson is a really good hockey player. Oliver Ekman-Larsson can help any team in the National Hockey League, but what are you giving up? His salary isn't in the middle of the pack either.
No, it's not.
So all of a sudden, if you're taking Ekman-Larsson, you're having to give up something of real value, and I'm not sure that Ken wants to do that. Here's the thing with Edmonton. Stay the course. Take your time. Do it right. Build through the draft. I think Kenny will look back at trade deadline 2020 and say, I made a couple of mistakes. I rushed myself. I started to get a little, and I don't say this disrespectfully, I got delusional about where my team was. And perhaps, perhaps it's a lesson he's learned to stay the course and make the Oilers a solid team, not necessarily for one or two playoff runs, but for a decade.
John, as always, we appreciate your time. We got Natalie Minkler coming up. We'll hook up on Monday, okay?
Right on.
And that's John Shannon, our NHL insider, Bob Stauffer, with you on Oilers Now. Today, the Edmonton Oilers Community Foundation announced, and the Oilers organization, the REMAX EOCF Online 50-50 returning for hockey fans across Alberta. And to discuss that, we're joined right now on the line by Natalie Minkler. Hi, Natalie. How are you?
I'm great, Bob. How are you?
Not bad. We're getting a little bit of a feedback, Brendan, so not sure what's happened there. We'll try to power our way through it. So, Natalie, tell us about the decision to do something in the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. So we are hosting another online 50-50. We've all seen Edmonton Hub. It's been a true testament to the collaboration and hard work of Albertans. And with the world watching, we thought that, we've been able to deliver safe, successful experience for all involved. And so what better way than to leave a lasting legacy in the province of Alberta, in the Edmonton community, by hosting the online 50-50 for the finals.
The final game the Oilers played, which was on August the 7th, had a record-setting jackpot. It got to $14.1 million. However, there were some challenges that occurred for a lot of the people that tried to... We were getting texts during the day, Natalie, from people saying they couldn't get in. And other people saying they were charged four or five times. So... what has been done to ensure through your guys' channels that sort of scenario doesn't happen again?
So, and absolutely, we had challenges around the August 7th game. Our raffle on August 1st, 3rd, and 5th ran according to plan. August 7th, we experienced major volume challenges. And, we are using the same service provider, Ascend Fundraising Solutions. We have worked tirelessly with them over the last 2 weeks. They have made significant server capacity upgrades. We have a solid resend ticket process in place. We've improved the customer disclosure at the time of purchase. On the purchase page, customers will see that it looks a little bit different. And we definitely want to ensure that and ask, remind people that, you know what, they need to be as accurate as possible when they enter their email addresses, because there was a frenzy, without a doubt. And so mistakes happened on our side. Mistakes happened when people entered their email addresses. So, you know, we know that. We've learned from those mistakes, and we're confident in the changes that Ascend has made that we can run a successful raffle.
Natalie Minkler from the Oilers Community Foundation. Natalie, can you tell me this? What are the different options for ticket packs?
So the ticket options are going to be the same as what we had the last go-around. So it's, just bear with me for a second. I just have to pull up that information. It's one ticket for $5, 10 tickets for $10, 60 tickets for $20, and 200 tickets for $50.
Where does the money go that comes into the Edmonton Oilers Community Foundation?
So our focus, Edmonton Oilers Community Foundation, we're focused on investing in the programs aimed at most vulnerable populations, especially in and around Edmonton's downtown core. Secondly, our focus is aimed at youth hockey programming with the intent to increase participation in underrepresented groups in our community. So with that, those objectives, our board of directors takes a look at projects and areas that we could donate those charitable dollars to. At the end of the day, definitely, there is somebody that walked away with millions of dollars in their pocket, and it's life-changing for them. But at the same time, our Oilers Community Foundation Board of Directors is looking to make significant investments in community organizations that will also change people's lives.
Because of the generosity of the Oilers fans, players, the alumni, the EOCF Board of Directors, OEG employees, the Cates family, the foundation has contributed what to how many charities since 2001?
So since we started the foundation in 2001, it has been over $40 million to more than 2,900 charitable organizations. And those dollars, I know, have been put to really good work in our community. Absolutely. Our 50-50 program generates the majority of our revenue, and at a time when, you know, we're not sure what the future is going to hold, these types of programs, these types of online revenue-generating opportunities is really important for the foundation to continue the good work that we do.
This text comes in, Natalie. It'll make you laugh. Mistakes were made during the 50-50 during the play-in series. I expect they will be corrected, and they will draw my ticket next time.
Yes, I love that text.
All right, Natalie, thanks for your time. And again, how do people, what's the website where people can get more information on this?
So fans should go to edmontonoilers.com, and there's more information on the website. And, you know, we have to wait and see when the first Stanley Cup game will be played. I guess it could be as early as Saturday or as late as Monday. And our 50-50 raffle will run when those games are being played, same day.
All right. Thanks a lot, Natalie. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Have you bet. Thank you. That's Natalie Minkler from the Edmonton.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Community Foundation. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now. It's 151 in Edmonton. We'll wrap up the show after this.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
153 in Edmonton. Welcome back. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now. Cars cost less in Wetaskiwin. Outstanding customer service is the key to business as well. Brent Ridge Ford, that's what they're known for. They're a 9-time President's Diamond Award winner for customer satisfaction. They'll provide you with an outstanding service experience at the time of the purchase, and they'll continue that standard after the sale as well. Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, the gang at Brent Ridge Ford, they'll lend a hand. You can reach them at 1-877-477-3673 or go online to brentridge.com. To this day in Oilers history. Brendan Escott.
Back in 1979, the Edmonton Oilers opened the team's first NHL training camp at the University of Alberta's Varsity Arena. Taking the ice were such names as Blair McDonald and Wayne Gretzky, along with the 1979 draft class of Kevin Lowe, Mark Messier, and Paul Coffey.
Not a bad draft, eh? Back in 1979, Kevin Lowe, Mark Messier, Paul Coffey was in the 80 draft. Glenn Anderson was in the 1970. So Lowe, Messier, and Anderson were in 79. Paul Coffey came in 1980. But he was there in spirit in 1979, I'll tell you that. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Carpet Guy texts us on our Ashley Fine Floors text line. He says, hey, Bob and Brendan, time is ticking on Connor and Leon. The Oilers can't sit back and pussyfoot around players and contracts. Easy advice, Mr. Holland. Upgrade and add as many good players as you can. I got to tell you, I'm not convinced that that's, you know, they accelerated the process under Peter Chiarelli. Pete Chiarelli came in, traded the 16-33 for Reinhardt. Signed Lucic in 2016, traded Taylor Hall. Wanted some more size, wanted to build a heavier, more firmer, competitive team. Had its two-round playoff run in 16-17, and then the league kind of moved to more skill. I think you can make an argument either way. I'm not being wishy-washy. I'm just saying legitimately you can look at it and say, well, they only got $7 million in cap space. They could have a lot more next summer. Just be patient. And conversely, you could say, well, you know, if the right player opens, I guess you could say that at any time. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. And Coach Sheldor said, Bob, Strom for Eberle was a good trade. I'd make it again. And the issue was that the Strom for Spooner trade probably didn't work out the way people thought. Reed Wilkins has a show tonight on Inside Sports. We'll see whether or not there's some liners and ads running during the course of his show tonight for the 2019 draft. Brendan Escott, what do you got?
He's got Kelly Rudy on tonight, a former Dallas Stars and Tampa Bay Lightning defenseman, two-time Stanley Cup champion, former Kamloops Blazer, Daryl Sador, and managing director for Baseball Edmonton and the new Edmonton Riverhawks franchise, Dr. Randy Gregg.
Tomorrow is Truculent Thursday. Guests will include Sportsnet's color analyst Louis DeBrusk. He just did about 50 games during the first three rounds of the Western Conference playoffs. Brian Burke for our friends at Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in electrical construction service, electrical prefabrication, and solar. George LaRocque will be on tomorrow's show, and we might have one more special guest as well. Up next, a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, followed by the 6:30 CHED Afternoons with Jalen Nye. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.